Anyway, George is here to talk to us about the drawing process, an exhibition at Key Arts. Georgia is, in fact, the visual arts manager at Key Arts. I got that right,
yeah,
didn't I?
Yeah, that's all good. Correct. Well done.
Thank you. And I think, seem to remember that the exhibition opened last month, but it runs until January.
Yes, that's right. We're running the drawing process until the 9th of January next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And can you tell us all about it, Georgia?
Well, it's an exhibition based on a collection of work that came from Southampton City Art Gallery. That collection itself is called the Philip Schlee Collection. Philip Schlee was a chap who wanted to collect drawing-based works with his brother, Nick Schlee. Quite an interesting collaboration, I suppose, because Nick Schlee, the brother who's not really mentioned, he was the one that actually went out and sought the work and went to all of the auctions and found the pieces.
Yeah.
Philip Schlee financed it.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if he got the short straw, that's just what he wanted to do. But two brothers wanting to collect work, the intention was the preliminary piece, so the drawing by the artist, and then they wanted to collect the final work,
A
finished painting to show alongside.
Yeah.
Turned out it was a bit difficult to do, a bit difficult to track down, not only expensive as well. So they decided to base their collection purely on artists' involvement in drawing, and that can be from preliminary works to even finished pieces presented as finished works.
Yeah.
So they were collecting this work, most of it dates from around about 1920 to 2004. And when Philip Schlee died, he donated all of the work to Nick Schlee, who then donated all of the work to Southampton City Art Gallery.
Okay.
So they've had this in their possession for a while. I've been going over, talking to the curator for about 2 years now, looking at this artwork, and it's absolutely superb. It includes some pretty special names, like there's some drawings by the sculptor Henry Moore, there's pieces by Graham Sutherland, Frank Auerbach, Basil Beattie, Elizabeth Frink, David Hockney even.
Yeah.
So I'll go on and on about the list, but it is actually quite a special selection. But there are some also that are very sort of unknown, I suppose, but they're in the late 20th century, early 21st century art world.
Yeah.
So we have that collection, and I have written down exactly how many pieces we have. I believe it's about 38 pieces from the collection, which actually is about 122 its entirety.
Oh, wow.
It's a huge collection. We can't host it all.
No.
So we went over to Southampton City Art Gallery with a group of young people from the Island Innovation Sixth Form campus.
Oh, yeah.
And we took them over and we went through the artwork together and selected it.
That's an interesting way of doing it.
Indeed.
Yeah. Was that a difficult process? You know, choosing anything by committee is usually quite difficult. But did you find that it was fairly easy, that the ones they wanted were sort of a unanimous vote, or was it difficult?
I think it was fairly unanimous. There were maybe one or two that we weren't quite sure about. And there were even... sorry, I just budged the mic.
It's all right. You carry on.
There were even a couple that actually didn't turn up to be available. So they were used in another exhibition. So there were some other works that we just couldn't get hold of, unfortunately, for the show.
Yeah.
So we had to make compromises as a group, which were pretty well, put together, I feel.
Okay. But the other thing about the exhibition is that while you look for the information, is the idea that you've teamed it up with some work by island artists as well, haven't you?
That's exactly right. We've actually got 11 works by island artists. I'll reel off their names because I'm sure they'll be very, very pleased. Lisa Traxa, Joanne Hummel Newell, Joanna Corey, Howard Hardiman, Marius von Brasch, Ian Whitmore, Christopher Jenkins and Barbara Gowan. And I have to add, there is another piece also included, which is a video work from a sand doodle project earlier this year by artist Simon Wells, who had edited it together. So okay. We had the gallery filled with sand earlier this year, and visitors were invited to doodle in the sand as images were taken from above. And a video piece has been edited by Simon Wells. So we've got quite a few works from Ireland artists, and it just brings the whole show up to date and gives it a slightly more contemporary edge, I suppose.
And how significant is this for Key Arts and for you personally? Because it sounds like I've been around a little while on the island now, but this sounds like quite a big number, doesn't it, for Key Arts?
Yeah, I suppose the one show that I can draw it back to is in 2010 when we looked at a special collection. Again, it was a private collection by the Wests, Christine and Michael West, who helped bring the gallery, the whole Key Art Centre to being, I suppose. And they had a lot of fundraising events to help Key Arts right in the very beginning. And Christine West collected a vast amount of works, some of which are also sort of named in the drawing process collection. So very, very similar, but that collection is private and now stored away.
Yeah.
Whereas this is one of, I think, I believe it was like £3 billion worth of artwork in collections stored in the UK. It's quite incredible
that
when you
amazing.
Think.
No.
Exactly. So this collection, the Philip Schlee collection, it was never intended to be something that would just be in storage or in someone's home.
Yeah.
It was to be put out and for artists and practitioners and students to think about their use of drawing.
Yeah. And can you sort of tell us a bit more about what that means for artists and for those of us who go along who aren't really artists but like looking at it? what is the significance of the drawing element and the drawing process? Because that's the title of the exhibition. What is it that the exhibition is trying to tell us?
I think it just goes back to a very basic and fundamental form of mark making. It's that very interesting sort of way of saying when you're young and in art class, oh, I can't draw. It's this idea that if you can't draw, you're not an artist. Whereas all artists are just creating work, and all people are just creating work, if it's doodles or if it's something that's very sort of thought out. And it's about creating that preliminary work and giving it a sense of importance, I suppose. I suppose they're not really intended to be shown, some of them anyway, but it's to give that insight that all marks, rubbed out or left or scratched or marked, it all counts towards a finished piece. So it shows that inner working, I suppose, from an artist, that initial stage of coming up with an idea.
Is it fair to compare it with writing? So if, I don't know, Charles Dickens, some scraps of notes that he wrote, you know, like preliminary sketchy ideas for one of his great novels, that would be the similar thing, wouldn't it? That would be of interest to us now, wouldn't it? His early thinking. So is that really, is it as simple as that? From an artist's point of view, it's the drawing that marks the beginning of the work?
Yeah, essentially it does. It does mark that very beginning stage. But you can see that there are certain works in the collection that are layered up, and they are presented as finished pieces. They're quite tight, they're quite I suppose unified in their mark making, especially if it's got very geometrical forms and structures. But it's like, as you say, about those notes and from a writer, or like a storyboard from a film. It's all those preliminary stages that you don't see from it as an outsider. You don't get to see that inner working, and I suppose we're just trying to present that as a a way of making work and just trying to sort of demystify this idea that artists just create work and it's all ready and presented in the gallery in all its glory. Yeah. It still has this rough edges to it. And
also, I suppose, putting words into your mouth a bit, it's sort of fits with the key arts focus anyway, doesn't it? Because you're trying, presumably, to make people like me think that, oh, well, I understand now, and maybe I could give it a try. And the fact that you involve children and school students in choosing the work suggests that this is meant to be a sort of a bit of a springboard to encourage people to have a go themselves.
Which
is probably a neat link to the workshops.
Very neatly links into the workshops. I've got a list of so many workshops, and then I just remembered as I was leaving the key earlier, there's an artist, Ian Whitmore, in there right now about to deliver a workshop with Medina College, the Island Innovation Sixth Form Campus. So he's got about 12 students working with him in there. At Jubilee Stores, our artist studio space, we have another artist, Joanna Corey, who's actually one of our lead artist educators on the project. She's delivering a workshop, quite an intense workshop, about a week long, with St. Catherine's School. So they're developing their work there. I think today might be the final day, so I'm going to go and check that out after this and see what they've made, and then we're going to hang it tomorrow in the Curve Gallery. So they're all creating work as a response, and they're looking at drawing in all different disciplines, all different media. So for example, Ian, he's using wire, so he's going back to its sort of fundamental structure and just taking one piece of work and looking at those lines, looking at the formation, and then creating the work out of wire and bending, and Joanna Corey's doing a similar thing but through structural works, so it brings it into sort of a 3D realm rather than just purely flat 2D. So we've got lots of different things going on, as well as an opportunity for 18 to 30 year olds to participate in these one day masterclass workshops, which involve sound art, songwriting, creative writing, and physical performance. And they're fantastic one-day masterclass workshops with some amazing artists. And they'll get to perform it as part of a live event on the 28th of November.
Okay. If people want to find out more about all of that, is it all on the website as usual?
We've got it on our website. So if you go onto workshops and then just keep scrolling down till you get to the first one's on the 17th of November, and then they run through that week. Or you can go onto our Facebook page, Twitter. We've got the links all there.
Okay. And presumably this has been quite an exciting opportunity for the island artists as well, because the obvious thing to say is, well, you know, that person's work is on the same wall as David Hockney's, for example. It doesn't happen very often, does it?
It really doesn't. and I think it just sort of goes back to our initial thinking. We always want to be able to create a platform and opportunities for artists regionally, locally and nationally, and also bring over work of recognised importance. And I think this is a perfect blend. It's very honest, and I believe it gives that platform to these artists and shows how we regard them as very, very important artists on the Isle of Wight today.
And have you had much, I'll let you go in a minute, have you had much feedback from people? Has it generated the positive response that you've been hoping for?
Yeah, we've got quite a few very positive comments in our comments book. So we're thrilled from all of those overwhelming comments from visitors seeing the exhibition, and also people coming in and then signing up to our keyholder scheme from what they see in the gallery they enjoy. And so I'm very, very happy to say, like last time I was here, we were launching it, and now we've got several patrons on our patron wall. We're constantly having to fill out applications for people. There's an average about two a week that are coming in.
Very good.
So I want to say a massive thank you to all of the key holders, people who have signed up.
Okay. And well done to you as well, because it was your idea to bring it here, wasn't it? Take some credit, Georgia.
It was about 2 years ago. I don't know.
But yeah, is that about the life cycle for, you know, if you think about wanting to create something like this, is that normally how long it would take you to do it?
I'd imagine so. Probably because we had to fill out 3 Arts Council application forms. So I can't say, you know, without leaving, thank you to the Arts Council of England for supporting this project.
We
did apply for other projects and it was declined, unfortunately, and then we applied again, and again it failed. And then for the third time, lucky, we decided to just hone it down, just concentrate on the one project, the drawing process. And luckily it was successful.
Okay, fantastic. Oh, well done. And just give us a final plug for the dates. When can people see the exhibition?
So
is
the
it open every day?
It is open Monday to Saturday, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. until the 9th of January.
Oh, wow.
And we have the drawing process goes live on Saturday the 28th of November in the gallery. It's a free event from 2:30 till 3:30. If you want to get involved in those workshops for drawing process goes live, have a look on our website.
Yeah, fantastic. There. Sounds really exciting.
Thank you.
Anyway, thanks for coming in, Georgia.
Oh, thank you for having me.